Now, today the Cabinet is set to approve a nearly €80 million package for farmers and landowners impacted by ash dieback. The proposal will be brought forward by both Minister for Agriculture Charlie McConnellogue and the Minister for Forestry Pippa Hackett. The scheme will provide a €5,000 per hectare payment to farmers who clear ash sites and re-establish new forests in their place. Mary McCormack planted ash trees on her farm in Tipperary 26 years ago in the belief that it was a sound investment for both environmental and financial reasons. She told our reporter Ethna Dodd about her experience of ash dieback.
I planted my farm in forestry way back in 1996. They really promoted the scheme for planting ash. I had nearly 40 acres of ash, and all went well for a few years. The trees did very well. They were growing. I had no failures whatsoever. They were all growing very well. Around 2012, there were rumours about that there was an infection in some ash in the country, and that it was in Europe. So we kept an eye on ours, and then I noticed the following year that the trees didn't look great. Time passed on, and eventually we decided that we would get it tested, and it came back positive. We were told that we could lose 20% of it. In fact, today I'm lucky if there's 2% of the trees resistant to ash dieback.
To clarify that, you're saying you planted 40 acres 26 years ago, and now you think about 2% are ash dieback resistant.
2% are viable, yes. And there a lot of the damage is very evident in lots of plantations around here. Like, there's 6,000 farmers and their families affected by this disease. And I think it's worth bearing in mind that a lot of our owners are advanced in years. They were near thinking of their retirement when they planted, and that if they weren't able to manage what other enterprise they had, that forestry was going to be a viable solution.
Mary McCormack there telling her story to Ethna Dodd, and our Agriculture and Consumer Affairs correspondent Joe McRaley has further details now of the scheme. A figure of 6,000, Joe, used by Mary McCormack there, the number of farmers who have been affected by ash dieback. How many people will be impacted by this new scheme now?
Well, Mary, the scheme, as announced, is open to all of those growers. What we've been told is that there will now be a payment available of €5,000 per hectare. And that comes on top of other payments that are available already. For instance, there was already a clearance grant of €2,000 per hectare, which had been doubled. There's also grants for reconstitution of up to €8,500 per hectare for instance, agroforestry, if farmers were to go into the agroforestry route under the new forestry scheme. So given that the average forest ash plantation was 3 hectares, a farmer could get up to €46,000 with these schemes together. So it is, I spoke to a number of ash growers this morning, and they said that while it is a step in the right direction, they nevertheless expressed disappointment that they're not getting the full value of the crop. As one grower said to me that, you know, a crop of mature ash trees could be worth €15,000 per hectare, up to €25,000 per hectare. And they say that that is not available under this scheme. And that is something that they are very upset about, because what ash growers are saying is that this disease came into the country back in 2012 through no fault of their own. Their plantations have been destroyed by it, and they are now left with having to deal with the cost of the clearance, the cost of the reconstitution, and not get the value of the trees that they had planted. And you have to remember, Mary, that a lot of people, they undertook these plantations, you know, with a view to having a retirement pot for themselves, maybe to pay for college for children in 15 or 20 years' time. But all that has been swept away. So they're obviously very upset about that, and they do feel that they should be getting full compensation for their trees.
Because as you explain it there, Joe, that there have been a number of other, we put them as aids along the way to farmers, and you describe them all for us there. This latest scheme, will this be the last in a kind of a full and final settlement to farmers?
Well, that remains to be seen, I suppose. Certainly, from some of the growers I've spoken to, they seem to remain determined that there needs to be something more done for them. There were two previous schemes here, all right. There was an ash dieback reconstitution scheme that was introduced when the disease first became apparent across the country. Then that hadn't worked out very well. Then there was a reconstitution and underplanting scheme that was introduced. That suited some growers who had fairly young plantations, but it didn't suit the growers with the much older, mature plantations. And then the government, in recognition of that, commissioned a report last year that was published last October, and it made 13 recommendations, including an ex gratia payment for farmers, but also that all of the costs would be covered for them. So that's what they are looking for. They don't feel they've got that with this scheme, and therefore it's difficult to see that the campaign will stop here.
Because it's been a 12-year-long saga at this stage, hasn't it?
Yes, indeed. I mean, if you go right back, it was in October 2012, in fact, Mary, that ash dieback was first recognised in the country. The first cases were identified in County Leitrim, quickly followed by Meath, by Monaghan, by Galway. And the theory is that the disease arrived into Ireland in a batch of nursery trees, saplings that were imported into the country, and they were then planted out into various plantations around the country. And that happened at a time when there was huge awareness of ash dieback disease circulating throughout the UK, circulating throughout the European Union. And what farmers will say is that the government here, the system, failed to keep it out of the country. Now, that previous report I mentioned that was done last year did acknowledge that. In fact, the government and the Department of Agriculture did try to take steps to deal with this. But under EU rules, they were stymied to a great extent. And so the issue was not addressed before ash dieback arrived into the country. And once it got into the country, because ash dieback is airborne, it's a fungus that can blow from tree to trees, it quickly spread throughout the entire island, from first of all the plantation trees, and then it quickly affected the native trees as well. And we now have the situation where ash as a species in Ireland has been decimated really right across the country.
Joe McCreally, our agriculture and consumer affairs correspondent, thank you.